This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. And now another chapter in the Day to Day continuing series, Stories We Have Ripped Off from the LA Times. This one's especially appealing because it's got a whiff of that only in California quality. More than a whiff. Actually, more like a stench. Over this last weekend, attorney Sandra L. Toy led a seminar titled Estate Planning for Animals, and the animal group she paid particular attention to was parrots. Estate planning matters for parrots because the birds can live for 80 to 100 years, and often their human companions don't. Ms. Toy joins us by phone. Welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you.
Tell me, what's in a parrot estate plan?
Well, everything from the actual trust, the inter vivos trust with conditions for animals, to all the regular human stuff like the pour over will, the power of attorney for health care, and then some animal stuff like the animal document, the animal card, and a power of attorney for pet care.
What's the animal document?
That is where you get to explain all of the details you would like to pass on to the next owner of your animal. For instance, my cat Bailey loves crumpled pieces of paper, and that's something that I include in my animal document for him so that the new owner will know what his pet peeves are, what his favorites are.
Ms. Toy, how many people came out for your seminar?
I think there was about 36 this time.
Uh-huh. So you do these things more than once?
Absolutely. Anybody that wants a seminar on this issue, it is so important. When I was in law school, I spent a great deal of time at the animal shelter, and the saddest thing for me to see there was to look at an animal that I know had been old and cared for, and to find out that the reason, the only reason why that animal was there is because its owner did not, his or her owner did not provide for him. And instead, the animal ends up at a shelter.
Well, let me just ask you generally, what are the guidelines that people should follow when they think about estate planning for parrots or other pets?
Well, the first thing everyone should do immediately, and this is something that they can do themselves, is to write down what their wishes are for their animals and to immediately set aside some dollar figure and someone who's going to care for their animals. This can be done just on a piece of paper and a pen as long as it's in their handwriting, signed and dated.
I gather that it's not that easy to set up an estate for a parrot. I mean, a lot of people would think you were cuckoo,
well,
cuckoo, may I say?
Well, yeah, people have been considered kind of crazy leaving money to animals. And as a matter of fact, you're not allowed to because animals under the law are only pieces of property, and you can't leave property to property. What you can do is leave money for the care of your property, for the care of your animals. And so what we do is we allow you, or what the government has done is they've actually codified this. They've put this in a code section that says that you can leave money for the care of your animals in the form of an honorary trust. In the trust that I have set up with the checks and balance system, we've got insurance that the animal will be cared for in the manner in which the parent sees fit. And I apologize for the paper rattling in the background. My rats are on my desk going through them.
You have a lot of animals there. This is your office, isn't
it? This is my office. I bring my dog and my 6 rats to my office daily.
Sandra Toy, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Sandra Toy is an attorney in Los Angeles with her own law firm. Thanks also to LA Times reporter Cara Mia DiMassa. Day to Day hopes she writes something just as entertaining again soon so we can steal that too.